Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's a way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. Right beside you, he'll guide you all the way. But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you. He'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith.
Faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Be good to your enemies, and the Lord above you'll surely please. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. Don't worry about tomorrow, just be real good today. The Lord is right beside you, he'll guide you all the way.
But you gotta have faith,
faith, hope, and charity.
That's the way,
the way to live successfully. How do I know? The Bible tells me so.
How do I know?
This lesson is about what Christians should be. You may not be a Christian, but when you hear this, you may say, I want to be what the God of the universe wants me to be. Before, you may have seen following God as going to a congregation and worshiping God on Sunday, possibly other days. Also, maybe volunteering to be a leader in some aspect, as you can add to that from there. Paul writes to those Christians at Rome in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. It's more about what I am to be and less about what I am to do. Anytime a sacrifice is given, that item is being used up. It is never to be seen again. While in Nashville, Tennessee, I was invited over to eat with an older couple. They knew the cuisine cooked by the many living in the hill country. It was what they grew up on. This morning, it was salt pork and red-eye gravy. I don't know if you've ever eaten salt pork ham, but when it's laying on your plate, you do not need to salt your eggs or your potatoes or anything else, and maybe for the rest of the week to come. The salt, when placed on the ham, permeates into the ham, and it can never be reused again. In other words, it has been sacrificed. One might beg the question, where am I in this mix? And the answer is, we're not. We have given our bodies as a living sacrifice. This means what you give cannot be regained. The salt that was sacrificed to cure the ham cannot ever be used again. Jesus says to his disciples in Luke 9, verses 23 through 25, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self?" Note in this text that we are to deny self. Our emphasis must be on the one we worship. Our life is no longer about me. Me is now out of the picture. I become a sacrifice instead. Next, we're to call upon to take up our cross daily and follow him. A cross is a burden carry. Each day we choose to sacrifice as we do God's work, offering ourselves in the service of God. There are two things God states the church is. The first one is, he says that you are the salt of the earth. This means we are to have personal connection with the world. This personal connection only benefits the world because a Christian lives differently than the rest of the world. If it is not different, it will not do the work God intended. If we go and live like the world, there is no saltiness to the salt. The second thing is, the salt must permeate the world's environment. It can only do that if Christians associate with them. Note the text, "You are the salt of the earth." But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. Matthew 5 and verse 13. Jesus doesn't stop there. He continues with the illustration that they are the light of the world. "You Christians," he says, "you're the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Like the salt illustration, the light will be different. The lantern or candles in Jesus' days was the only light. When lit, the whole house saw the light because it was on a stand. It was a sharp contrast to the dark. It was different. And secondly, like the salt, the light permeates into the darkness and dissipates the darkness. In conclusion, God's people need to ask, do we have too much world in the church or too little association with the world? We're to live in the world, but not of the world. We must be different from the world by loving the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Next, we must be embedded in the world, for it is to make a difference. For this to work, we as God's children should make ourselves nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. I'd like to repeat that. It is a quote from Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7. For this to work, we as God's children should make ourselves nothing, taking the very nature of a servant.
Shine on us that we may be. shine on us. Lord, let your grace from your head fall on us. Lord, let your grace from your head.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.